Greg, you touched on Chesterfield there, maybe he's underperforming. You know, they haven't sort of achieved what a lot of people sort of tipped them to this season. Last season in League Two, they were a real, real tough outfit, so you won't be expecting an easy game, will you?
No, I think they're a really good side, to be honest, and they just haven't had the results that the team on paper you might expect. But I think John's finally, you know, cracked it. I spoke to him at length before at a game. We were both watching a game at Scunthorpe, sat with him, and he said he was happy enough, really, with the way they were playing. He just weren't getting the rub of the green. And he said morale was good, the way they were playing was good. There was just results haven't gone their way, but they seem to have turned that corner a little bit. Let's hope we can turn them back round and just let them have a one-match blip.
Do you think when teams come up into a new league, it takes them a little while to find their feet, and is that maybe what it could be, or is it a bit too late for that now and really they should be getting results?
No, they won't be. They should be getting results. Stevenage, haven't taken them too long to find the feet, nor Crawley and teams like that. So you're generally on a momentum run, and your season before gives you a real big push and energy to go on and keep improving. You know, so they've probably not had as good a first half of the season as they would like, but they seem to find their feet now.
And I take it then in that terms, you expect them to finish strongly.
No, I think they're a good side. You know, to be fair, I don't think there's many bad sides in the league at the minute. And, you know, we've played Wickham and had a good game here. We've played Walsall and had a good game here. And, you know, Chesterfield will be no different, you know. And we don't find them any easier, any more difficult than the likes of Chef Wednesday and MK Dons or Charlton or Huddersfield are the big teams, or supposed big teams in our league.
Looking sort of at football globally, in terms of what's happened in Egypt in the last 24 hours, have you been shocked by the fact that things like that can still happen in this day and age?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the full reasons as for why that's happened, but, you know, disasters in football shouldn't really occur. They shouldn't never happen. You know, there shouldn't be people that lose their lives for then somebody else to say, well, this situation's wrong, let's put it right. And, you know, for that, it's really a poor do.
As a football manager, does it shock you? Do you think something like that could ever happen in this country now, or are those days long gone?
I think we've had our fair share of disasters, haven't we? And, you know, I think we're in pretty good order with the way that the stadium is built now, and I think policing and CCTV in the stadium, we'd hope, would eliminate any such problems in this country ever again.